American entrepreneur Elizabeth Holmes was once seen as a trailblazing Silicon Valley icon with a $9 billion invention that would test for hundreds of diseases using a single drop of blood. But the woman, dubbed the next Steve Jobs, never delivered on that promise, and she's just started giving evidence in a criminal trial that could see her go to prison for 20 years. Max Chalmers has been taking a look. Hiya, Max.
Hi, Fran. Yes, 6 years ago, Elizabeth Holmes was the world's youngest self-made female billionaire. Her company Theranos, which she founded after dropping out of university at 18, was at one stage valued at $9 billion. It boasted Rupert Murdoch as an investor and had heavyweight directors, including Henry Kissinger. She shared stages with people like Bill Clinton, who pointed to her as proof that the future was looking bright. And like other tech titans, the brand she founded was closely tied to her own image and to the story of her own brilliant career.
I had absolutely no idea how we would do it, but I knew that this was what I wanted to work on, and I felt like this is what I was put on this earth to do.
Also, like other Silicon Valley icons, she didn't just talk about her idea as a business. She framed it as a heroic mission to change lives by giving people more control over their health data for a lower cost. And she said her idea was inspired by the death of a beloved uncle.
I grew up spending summers and the holidays with my uncle. I remember his love of crossword puzzles and trying to teach us to play football. I remember how much he loved the beach. I remember how much I loved him. He was diagnosed one day with skin cancer, which all of a sudden was brain cancer.
But like much of what Elizabeth Holmes told journalists, investors, doctors, and patients of Theranos, it's hard to know if that was true. Things started unraveling for Theranos when Wall Street Journal reporter John Carreyrou started publishing stories on the company in 2015. They revealed it was actually running blood tests on traditional machines bought from other companies, not its own devices, and exposed concerns about the accuracy of its own product. People suddenly started coming forward to say their Theranos test results had been wrong. Keep in mind that Theranos had already partnered with the major pharmacy company Walgreens by now and rolled out 42 wellness centers in stores across two US states. But as the cracks appeared, Elizabeth Holmes didn't back down.
This is what happens when you work to change things. And first they think you're crazy, then they fight you, and then all of a sudden you change the world. And I have to say, I personally was shocked to see that the journal would publish something like this when we had sent them over 1,000 pages of documentation demonstrating that the statements in their piece were false.
She was right about the first two parts there, but the company's third act has not been the vindication she predicted. Theranos soon had to correct tens of thousands of blood tests. Elizabeth Holmes was banned from running medical labs in 2016, and in 2018, Theranos closed. And now Elizabeth Holmes is on trial for defrauding investors, doctors, and patients. It comes as she's just given birth to her first child in July. One person who wasn't surprised by the fall from grace is Stanford professor Phyllis Gardner. When Elizabeth Holmes was a student at Stanford, she took one of her ideas to the professor, but Phyllis Gardner wasn't impressed. She recently told RN's own Norman Swan about meeting the young student.
She had a profound belief in her own intellect, far beyond what I think she should have. When she first came, she was not the person that you saw later on TED Talks. She changed her look, her style, and everything.
Now prosecutors have finished making their case against Elizabeth Holmes. They argued that Theranos misled investors, including by showing them fake documents purporting to be from the drug company Pfizer, and by falsely claiming that technology was already being used on the battlefield by the US Army. Elizabeth Holmes has pleaded not guilty, and her defense team are arguing she worked hard for the company, believed in its mission, and made mistakes but didn't commit any crimes. Now the trial has reached its pivotal point. The big question was whether the defense would call Elizabeth Holmes as a witness, and they have. Her testimony started last week and will continue this week with cross-examination to come. Before the trial, we knew a lot about what was wrong with Theranos, but the big shock has been the way Elizabeth Holmes' team has tried to pass blame to the company's former president and her former boyfriend, Ramesh Balwani, who's known as Sonny. The pair were supposed to be tried together, but the cases have now been split. And we know the defense team are going to argue that Sonny Balwani was an abusive partner and had so much control over Elizabeth Holmes that he influenced how she ate, how she dressed, and who she could speak to. A legal filing calls that a pattern of abuse and coercive control that lasted a decade. The relationship between the pair had been a secret when they worked together. Fran, we can expect Elizabeth Holmes to open up about that relationship as she responds this week to 11 devastating weeks of testimony that saw witness after witness say she knew her devices didn't work and she knew she was lying about them at the time.
Whew, okay, Max, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Max Chalmers reporting.